This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. If you've hired a plumber anytime recently, you may have taken a look at the bill and wondered, yay, why didn't I become a plumber? The money's good, the jobs are there, and a lot of the education comes debt-free. So why don't more young people opt to go to school for 2 years to learn a trade? Gigi Duban reports, it's a lot about image.
If there were an Indy 500 for construction, the National Craft Championship would be it. More than 100 plumbers, carpenters, metal workers, and electricians facing off in a competition that's all about skill and speed. They had 6 hours to finish a job, and then time was up. 28-year-old Holly Thomas, defending her gold medal, charged through her welding task. She finished 90 minutes before the clock ran out. Talking to her afterward, she sounded like she just played in the Super Bowl.
And I came in here and I gave it 100%, and I feel good about what I did.
Holly makes welding sound really simple.
Pretty much, we take two pieces of pipe that are beveled, and you put them together, you leave a gap in between the two pieces of pipe, and you have to weld it up.
And that's part of the problem. The assumption a lot of people have about trades like welding is that you don't have to be very smart to do them, which is the challenge Holly and others in her profession face.
I mean, every one of these guys are mathematicians. I mean, there's not a craft here that doesn't require high-end math skills.
That's Greg Sizemore, who headed up the craft competition.
So to think that this is an unskilled trade is probably the furthest thing from the truth. We refer to these guys as craft professionals.
Sizemore isn't the only one working to change the perception of tradesmen. Holly's company, Houston-based KBR, sends Holly out to schools and camps and community colleges to spread the word.
Well, I think we have an image issue.
That's Tom Yuremovich, who heads up a nonprofit to promote careers in construction. He says when he was in high school, his teacher laid it out like this: either go to college or become a ditch digger.
Ditch digger today climbs into a $500,000 piece of equipment, closes the doors, turns on the air conditioner, and pulls levers almost like a video game, and goes home at the end of the day just as clean as he started the day.
Yuremovich says his group is trying to attract unemployed veterans and kids in urban areas to the field. He tells them college isn't the only path to a good career. And for many students, college comes with crushing debt and uncertain job prospects.
Where you have the young person that goes to work in the trades and within 4 years can be making $75,000 to $100,000 easily.
Jobs like pipe fitting, plumbing, and brick masonry are expected to be among the fastest growing occupations over the next decade. That's according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Community colleges are creating more programs geared toward trade careers, which is a good thing, given the huge demand for workers. Matthew Clark recruited Holly to his company, KBR, and gave her more training.
The stuff that we build is petroleum refineries, chemical refineries, and, I need 500 Hollies right now on a project in Louisiana.
Across the country, especially in regions where there's a lot of growth in energy and housing, thousands of positions are going unfilled. Tom Tveit is an economist with Garner Economics.
They're just begging for workers because they're seeing explosive growth in the double digits in construction employment.
Begging for workers? We haven't heard a lot of that lately. In Birmingham, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.